Designed for One Another is a drama sketch in which Adam wakes to discover a creature he's never met staring at him.
I feel like someone's looking at me, watching me, almost staring at me. Wow! Someone is staring at me, but now that I see who it is, I don't really mind. In fact, I like it. I like you. You're gorgeous. You're elegant, exquisite, enchanting, breathtaking, mind-bogglingly beautiful. Why, I can't take my eyes off you. Who are you, anyway? You weren't here yesterday when I was naming the animals.
No, I wasn't.
You talk.
Yes, I do.
You have arms and legs, fingers and toes like I do. You stand tall and look right into my eyes. And you speak.
Yes, I do.
Oh, how wonderful. You're so much like me, only better.
Not necessarily better, just different, distinctive, unique.
But where do you come from?
From you.
From me? Impossible. I don't even know who you are. How could you come from me?
God made me from one of your ribs.
From one of my ribs? You've got to be kidding. How could God make you from one of my ribs?
How could God make you from the dirt we walk on?
But I didn't feel a thing.
Of course not. You were sound asleep.
But I'm wide awake now and eager to get acquainted. After all, if this is true, you are bone of my bones.
Bone of your bones.
Flesh of my flesh.
Flesh of your flesh.
Like me, but different.
Like you, but different. Created in God's image. To care for God's creation.
Partners.
Sweethearts. Soulmates. Because you are Adam.
You are Eve. You are woman.
You are man.
We're designed for one another.
Complete when we're together. Made to love each other. We are one.